capitalism cause of disproportionate disabled deaths and isolation. Gareth Bromhall, Socialist Party Disabled People and Carers Group. COVID-19 has disproportionately hit disabled people. This is one of the effects of capitalist society, which is disabling, and puts profit before lives, including of the people it disables. Around one-fifth of the population of England and Wales has its activities limited, because of a health problem or disability to some degree. But this group has represented almost three-fifths of official COVID deaths. These figures are from the Office for National Statistics, for March to May, released earlier this summer. The analysis in that report found the mortality rate for the most disabled men was 1.9 times higher, and women 2.4 times higher, than those with no disability. An earlier ONS report confirmed what had been apparent to everyone as the COVID crisis developed. Disabled people living in care homes are particularly vulnerable. 29% of all deaths in care homes have been officially attributed to COVID. The most common pre-existing condition here was Alzheimer's/dementia. England's Health Service regulator CQC has also published findings that show a 136% increase in deaths of people with learning difficulties since 2019. Of those extra deaths, a majority were in residential care. These studies and their findings will not come as a shock to disabled people and carers. We have suffered a decade of attacks on our well-being, and indeed our life expectancy, through austerity. These also make us more susceptible to COVID-19. Cuts to local services, access to grants and disability benefits have had a huge effect on the lives of disabled people and carers. Charities and third sector organizations are often left trying to plug huge gaps where they can. The current economic crisis and its threat of further austerity will only make this worse. Lasting effects on top of the coronavirus death rates for disabled people, the effect of the virus on our lives, will be far-reaching and multifaceted. In 2019, just over half of all disabled people were in employment, compared to 88% of the working-age population as a whole. The endless onslaught of redundancies and job losses means that in a job market not designed to accommodate us, disabled job seekers face an even greater challenge. There are studies ongoing to find the long-term effects of COVID in general, and lockdown in particular, on the mental health of disabled people. Pre-COVID there were estimates that up to 40% of people with a learning disability also suffered from a mental illness. This number was higher for autistic people, and Public Health England has acknowledged the likely effects of the experience of the pandemic on these groups. The capitalist system, and the neoliberal agenda, that has been at status quo for decades, leave barriers in front of those who aren't sufficiently productive of profits. However, the crisis has meant, for example, a significant amount of office-based work being done from the employee's home. Remote working has become the new norm for many companies. While enforced remote working has both positives and negatives for workers, it has apparently led to higher productivity for the bosses. But the right to work remotely is something disabled activists have long been fighting for. Until it became a necessity for profit, most bosses regarded it as unreasonable. Likewise, there are many practical adaptations and allowances that employers and services could make to allow disabled people to live fuller, more independent lives, in and out of the home and workplace. Technology now allows for physical adaptations to the workplace, and useful aids, adapted systems of work, and different ways of accessing resources. These could make the lives of disabled people a lot easier. But they aren't implemented, because they cut into the profits of the capitalists. This is how we, as disabled people, are disabled by capitalist society. It's a society that is built with profit as its ultimate goal. It does not prioritize adaptations and attitudes that would allow disabled people to contribute more fully to society and lead more equal, independent, and healthy lives. The trade unions must take up the fight for the right to more adaptations and allowances for disabled people. The changes forced on us by the pandemic hint at what's possible. But ultimately, if the capitalists continue to control the economy, these reforms will not last and society will continue to disable us. A socialist program to transform society must include nationalizing and fully funding the health and social care sectors, to provide universal care without the profit motive, investing in technologies and allowances, to permit disabled people to participate more fully in society both in and out of work, with requirements for employers to supply them democratic working class control of work and services. As part of a democratic, socialist plan for the economy, with representation for disabled people in running and planning services, Nothing for Us, Without Us,